of the day, at least on our standpoint, is Gordon being activated and practicing for the first time. What is that, just your feelings about how close he might be to playing?
You got to ask Coach and the trainers about how close he is to playing, but, you know, we know as a team it's great to have him back out there and look forward to seeing him go to work and, you know, really put his best foot forward.
With only 11 snaps, is there much to think at all about your game at Green Bay, or was there enough to evaluate?
You evaluate everything that you do, so we went over it, looked at it, you know, figured out what we need to do better as a team, and we know we can have a better showing collectively as a group, and that's what we look forward to doing at home. So it's exciting that we get another opportunity to go out there and play.
One of the things Coach mentioned, you know, going back to the interception to Gary, he said it's a little too early to try the chemistry, if you will, with guys and the anticipation of where they're going to be and throw in there with that expectation. How long does, as a quarterback, does that take to develop with teammates, that knowing where they're going to be and putting that ball where you expect them?
I just think it just comes with knowing the offense and continuing to work that every single day. You know, we've got a lot of time before the first game of the season, and we can continue to work on those things. But like I said before, it's just can't have those things happen. And we'll work to make sure that doesn't happen anymore, and that's on me.
You were knocked down 3 times in that game, roughly 2, maybe 3. Considering the few snaps you're on the field, is that disconcerting to you? I mean, over the course of a game, that's a lot of hits.
I'm not worried about that. I trust the guys in front of me. You know, Cam, Greg, Joe, Joel, and Austin, those guys are going to, you know, protect me as a quarterback, and we're going to lean on them in the running game and the passing game to make us right. Those are our big dogs up front, and, you know, I trust them 100%.
Was it somewhat, I mean, obviously you never want to get hit, but do you look at maybe a little bit of positive because you're able to get up each time? It was the first time you had actually been hit and, you know, live ball in nearly a year?
Yeah, I mean, you never celebrate getting hit, but, yeah, I mean, it was awesome. Like I said before, it's just a pleasure to be out there with great people and have an opportunity to play a game that you love. So getting hit's a part of that. And as bad as it sounds, yeah, I enjoyed the process of being in a football game and having an opportunity to play.
How much have you learned about taking care of yourself to the point you can get through 16 games?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot from my early playing years. I'm still, you know, really young. I'm only 26, but in 4 years, I've learned a lot about how to take care of yourself on the field. And you know, I haven't played 16 games, although in 2013 I had an opportunity to. So it's not that. It's just continuing to learn how to get down, how to take care of your body, and be available for the next play. So that's the thing that I've learned the most.
There was a blurb from ESPN after the game that said something along the lines of you were reminded of Carson Palmer, the hit that he took and tore ACL on the first play. Did you have some kind of scare there? I mean, is that accurate that you thought of that? Or?
No, I mean, my leg got stuck in the ground when I was playing to throw the TP, but I'm fine. You know, nothing's wrong with me. And TP made a great play, so that's all you really worry about. We got the completion, made a big play happen, and you know, that's what we're looking for, big plays out of our offense.
When you've had injuries like that in the past, though, is that always kind of stuck in your mind or not really?
No, I mean, you know what it feels like, but it's not anything that you're focused on. Every time you step on the field, you know that there's a risk that you can get hurt, but you don't play scared of that. You go out and you play ball, and you trust the guys in front of you and the guys around you to make plays for you.
Robert, have you seen Josh kind of chomping at the bit to get out here? And what's he been like in the last couple of weeks since that meeting?
Yeah, I feel like Josh is, you know, he's like anybody. Like I said, it's a beautiful game. He gets to come out and play, and he wants to play. He's excited to be back, and he's had the injury, and that's slowed him down a little bit. But, you know, he's constantly getting extra work, whether it's boxing, running, catching the ball. So, you know, I know he'll be ready when he steps out there. He knows what he has to do to get ready to play ball.
Robert, is there an understanding right now with the coaches that in the preseason, just don't go out running, save it for real games?
No, I mean, like I said, every time you're out there, it's a game until you're not in the game. And that's the way you have to approach it. We're trying to go out there, make sure we execute our offense at a high level, put points on the board. And defenses aren't just going to let you do that. So you got to be able to know what the scheme is, know what we're trying to do, how we're trying to attack them. And Atlanta's, you know, they've got a really good defense. And we got to make sure that we go out and we execute the way that we know we can.
Robert,
By rights, you should have been real rusty being on the field for the first time in a long time. Did that even cross your mind while you were out there that you actually felt rusty?
No, it didn't. It was just, like I said, it was just an excitement. It truly is a blessing, and you never know. You know, I've had football taken away from me a couple times due to injury and some other circumstances. So you never know what you have until it's gone. And when football's taken away from you, I know a lot of guys have had it taken away from them permanently. When you get a chance to get back out there on the field, you appreciate it. So there was no thoughts of that. It was just, you know, excitement.
Hugh Jackson said he's expecting a huge jump collectively as a team from preseason game 1 to 2. What does that mean for you? What would be a huge jump?
No, it just means that we as an offense and as a team have to go out and execute better. You know, I didn't do a good enough job of helping us put points on the board, and that's what we want to do. You know, that's the name of our game. We got to go out and score points. So we want to move the ball consistently, get points on the board, and make sure that we're executing the way that we know we can and what coach has put out for us in the game plan.
Robert, can you talk about take us back a little bit to you and Josh together at Baylor and the production that you guys had and you know, just how great that was that you're to connect with him in that way?
Yeah, it was fun, a lot of fun, and you know, we had some great games, some great times together, and we're looking forward to really building that here in Cleveland. And it's not just Josh, it's not just Corey, it's all the receivers. All those guys can go out and make plays, and it's just about giving them an opportunity. So that's my job as a quarterback, is to give them opportunities to make plays, and I know they'll make me right.
How excited are you about what that offense can be with Josh, with Barnage, with Corey, with Josh? I mean, there's some pieces.
Yeah, there's pieces there, and we know that. It's just about making sure that we're attention to detail and we execute as best as we can, because the talent is there. It's not a shortage of talent. We just got to make sure we do things the right way when it's time to win.
How hard is it to build the chemistry when, I think at the end of practice yesterday, 7 of your receivers weren't able to go?
Yeah, it's, you know, the young guys, you know, kudos to the young guys for stepping up and getting in there to practice and you know, running the right routes and making sure that they're, you know, completing the catch and doing things the right way. But, yeah, we got to get our guys healthy. Everyone knows that. And, you know, it's our responsibility as players to make sure that we're ready to go. I know those guys will be ready.
Will playing in front of the home crowd for the first time here have any special meaning to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's always special. Whenever you can play a home game, you know, big shout out to the Dog Pound. We're excited to get there and really see them and put on for them. But when you can ever bring someone to your home, lock the gate and play football, that's a fun experience.
Have you talked to Hugh about how many series you want to play from now to the end of the preseason so you feel 100% ready to go week 1?
No, I have not, and that's not my place or my job. My job is to go out and when coach says you play, you play. And, you know, I know all the guys in the locker room are that way. Everyone's itching to play football, but that's coach's decision on how much you play.
I believe Kirk Cousins was playing when you were injured a few years ago here. You've never played here, correct?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think I've ever played in Cleveland, but I've been here, and you know, I've seen the crowd and the way they react to their team. So I'm excited about, you know, feeling that on the home side of things.